This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN.
Yeah. All right. Let's do it. We got plenty of time here tonight. Dial 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, in right after the Yankees win. It's good to get a win. It's good to get a win. TWTW. The will to win. The will to Warren. If you just heard on the postgame, Will Warren said he was a little under the weather. Didn't show it. And the Yankees absolutely needed his performance tonight. And in the boogie down Bronx, the Bronx Bombers got to hit bombs. The Yankees don't homer. They don't really score. The Yankees don't score. They can't really win, you know? So coming off of the weekend that was, and we do have a good amount of time tonight. This will be a 3.5 hour show. I'll talk about the weekend and we'll definitely talk football. We can unpack the preseason football. I know you guys can't wait to talk about Jackson Dart and when's he going to start. Justin Fields, is he the real deal? Aaron Glenn and, you know, this era of Jets and Giants football, we'll get there. But for the Yankees tonight, to the victors go the spoils. Obviously, they're the only team that played tonight. The Mets are off. We'll get to the Mets as well. Tough weekend for the Met fan. I said that was a test out there in Milwaukee. They absolutely failed the test. And you kind of feel relieved with a night off, and you just hope that they come back and bounce back tomorrow at home. But the Yankees, the New York Yankees, the Yankees that we just watched all these old-timers come in and tell us about what they used to be and how things used to run and what was in yesteryear. And then we look at these guys drop a series to the Houston Astros, and we're like, ah, you know, not so sure about these guys. Previously on KM to AM, I told you I was off the roller coaster. I was stepping off the ride. I'm off the emotional roller coaster. I'm off the up and down feelings and riding with the team, thinking that they're going to do the right things, thinking that they're going to, I don't know, not commit errors, that they're going to be able to pitch, hit, have the right guys come out of the bullpen, simple things like that. You know, I'm off of that as far as like, being so invested with my own thoughts and emotions and my own personality. I don't know if you guys can relate. If you're a diehard Yankee fan, of course you can relate. 888-808-1019. Like, that was the straw that broke the camel's back over the weekend. But we all know, you know, two things can be true. You can be off the ride emotionally. You can detach yourself from the day-to-day, you know, up and down, a win and loss, you know, gives you and makes you feel. But you also can be realistic in knowing that the season did not end Friday night. The season did not end Sunday night. The season is not over. It ain't over until it's over. There's still a lot more to go here, boys and girls. Some 40 games. But when I say there's a lot more to go, there's a lot more to be seen. What if I told you in March we'd be here in August with Ben Rice catching and Giancarlo Stanton in right field? You'd probably be worried. You'd probably be alarmed. You know, what if I told you we were there and the Yankees should have 70 wins? They've got 63. And I know it's tough looking at the standings and the math ain't mathing, because you're like, hey, they got to win at a ridiculous clip to even be able to, you know, but we don't know. Nobody knows. And something I'll say about fans, like, you know, let people enjoy things, let people hate things. The greatest rivalry in baseball is Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans. We'll agree to disagree. Some fans are glass half full, some fans are glass half empty, and that's okay. That's okay. Some fans want to fire Brian Cashman. Some fans want to fire Aaron Boone. Some fans know that that's not happening. You know, some fans feel like it's a problem with the entire organization, you know, how they develop talent. And you're hearing a lot of stuff like that as Clint Frazier started his podcast, giving us a little bit of a peek inside of the Yankee clubhouse during his time there. If you heard Eric Bolin on Foul Territory about a week ago, you know, he talked about what goes on in the minors. Well, if the Yankees don't develop talent, I guess Will Warren is just developing himself. I guess he's just learned this whole year and figured it out on his own. Will Warren tonight had the fastball going. Will Warren tonight came out shutting guys down. Will Warren tonight, even being a little bit under the weather, he had that look about him. You know, he wears the number 98. For the best Yankees team we've seen, the 98 Yankees. I'm just kidding. That's not why. I don't know why he wears 98. Probably because it was given to him. But that young guy versus some young guys that are making their debut for the Twins, like, that young guy went out there and looked like a young ace. You know, the Twins are coming off of beating the Royals, beating the Tigers, a walk-off win. You know, they played 11 innings. They used a bunch of arms, but they're riding high. And I know the conversation around the Twins is, they're our pals, Minnesota nice guys. Of course, you always beat the Twins. I was listening to Emmanuel give you the stats of, like, what the record, I don't know. The Yankees beat them at, like, an 800 win percentage, maybe more. But still, you got to win the games that are in front of you. You have to win at a 800 clip the rest of the way. At the end of the broadcast, the Kacer said it was a month.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The last time that the Yankees won the first game of a series, taking the season or the series opener was July 11th. That's so vital for you to win a three-game series. I remember talking about that earlier in the season, like, hey, it would behoove you to get that first game. Because then you take the second game, you got the series. Then you go for the sweep versus like losing that first game, trying to bounce back and get the second game, then setting up the rubber match kind of like they did with the Houston Astros. 888-808-1019. So, yeah, we get it. You know, the Twins are our pals. They always cooperate. They come to Yankee Stadium. They see the pinstripes. They get dizzy. And, you know, Will Warren tonight versus that lineup, he did have those guys kind of seeing stars a bit until they started hitting home runs. Solo shots not beating them, though. Will Warren striking guys out, having command. And, you know, there was a point in the game, I think, when Buxton homered off him on the broadcast. And shout out to the broadcast, man. Shout out to the drones that the YES Network has. Those are great now. Like they kill it with the drone footage. And then, you know, Kaster, O'Neill, and Girardi, they do a great job covering the whole game. And they were talking about Will Warren and his pitch mix and what he was using, his four-seam, his two-seam, and not throwing too many breaking balls. They flashed how many pitches. He was at 64 pitches. I think the second inning was his highest pitch count with 16. And, you know, he was efficient. He had a 8-pitch fourth inning. And then in that sixth inning, he was at pitch four. And Buxton takes him deep, like right after. It was almost like an announcer's jinx. He threw a sweeper that just stayed in the middle of the plate. But so what, man? I mean, I knew they weren't losing tonight. I want to focus on Will Warren first because he deserves the credit being the starting pitcher, especially as we've seen other starting pitchers not be so solid as of late. Will Warren's last four outings, like, this guy's grown up right in front of our eyes. He's been very solid. And, like, he's also a guy that if I told you back in March, he'd have this many starts. You'd be like, well, what the hell happened to Gerrit Cole? What the hell happened to Luis Gil? What the hell happened? You know what I'm saying? So as much as we're down on the team, the organization, you got to find, you know, light at the end of the tunnel. You got to find some kind of silver lining, little things like that. Will Warren goes out there tonight, 6 2/3, 3 hits, 2 earned runs, 7 strikeouts. He didn't walk anybody. And giving up those solo shots, it is what it is. Those guys get paid a lot of money to hit, too. 888-808-1019. And, you know, speaking about hitting and getting paid to hit, a belly bomb early in that game got you feeling right. You know, for the Yankee fans that did decide to come out on a Monday night to Yankee Stadium after the weekend that was, 36,744 in the attendance, paid attendance on a Monday night. That does not happen everywhere. You know, coming off the heels of this weekend, which MLB reported this weekend that this was like the highest grossing weekend in August since 2015. Like, baseball's in a good place. And the Yankees, they know they got to get into a better place, but it ain't over yet, right? All the talk that Boone gives you about, you know, we got to go do it. Like, they got to go do it. And it starts with one. And then you take the series tomorrow. Then you go for the sweep. And you got to hit and not commit errors, you know? It's another thing. 0 errors, 10 hits, and the Yankees were able to go out there and hit the ball out of the ballpark. Some situational hitting, some clutch hitting. Trent Grisham, clutch. Judge, good to see you, clutch. Belly with a bomb. Stanton, Ben Rice, back-to-back and a belly-to-belly. Those are positive things, especially from, you know, in my notes I have circled just Stanton and Rice in the middle of the order. Those two guys that are playing positions that we didn't think that they would be playing at this point. I thought Stanton was just a DH. Even last week, I'm saying don't put him out there. But if you saw Stanton go first to third today, I guess playing in the outfield, he's feeling his legs. He's feeling young again. He's feeling spry. So, hey, whatever. It is what it is. We need to have his bat in the lineup with Judge. And then Ben Rice, who has been unlucky, but we know he hits the ball hard. He had the single early, like Stanton had the single early, and then they both come back and homer. They had almost identical nights. Two hits, one run, one ribby, one strikeout. They both homered, both singled. And both of those guys are playing in the field where we need them to play. We need Rice to catch, and he's been good behind the dish. We need Stanton right field, and he's made some plays. When I'm looking at this Yankees team the rest of the way, I'm just like, when does it click? When does it happen? When does it, like, if this is it, then so be it, because they fooled me so many times. They have fooled me so many different times. But so much of it is going to be dependent on this bullpen. And when I speak of being fooled, fool me, can't fool me again. That's what I was saying on Friday, right? Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Some of y'all thought Devin Williams was coming into this game. No, 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 no. No, no. And if you're at the stadium and you see them warming up Devin Williams in any type of close game, high leverage situation, be loud. Let them hear you. Now, Devin Williams pitched pretty well yesterday. Devin Williams in low leverage, Brad Ausmus calling his number, not Aaron Boone because Boone got tossed. Hey, Devin Williams goes in and strikes out the side. He looks good, right? Keep him there. Tonight you go from Warren to Weaver, Dreamweaver back on, Weavy Wonder, and like they were talking about when they were going to move on from Weaver. Let him go. Like, let's not be so quick to let guys pitch one inning and then move on. Let's not be so quick to have these pitch counts anymore. Like, that's what I feel like the Yankees have to do now. Instead of going, like, your process hasn't worked. Your planning hasn't worked. Your scripting has failed. Time to go off script a bit. Time to listen to Mr. T. Joe Torre talk about how much the game has feel to it and analytics don't have feel. Right? I was so disappointed on Friday because I knew that they met and put their heads together and somehow scripted that if we get late into this game, Devin Williams got a pitch in high leverage. And I think that's ridiculous. I thought we were done with that in Texas, and I think now we're done with that. But the Yankees, like, they had to touch the stove one more time just to see if it burns. It burned. But then tonight, Devin Williams, no. Luke Weaver goes 1 1/3. Luke Weaver looked good. Luke Weaver throws 21 pitches. Okay, your bullpen budget tomorrow, he may be down. David Bednar, who's got that look about him, looks like a man, looks like a bulldog. David Bednar warmed up for so long that you had to get him out there. He got too hot to cool him down. I literally was tweeting, hey, go ahead. I saw De Los Santos get up. I'm like, Yuri, go ahead, Yuri, do your thing. It's on you now. You know, nice little 4-run lead. No, David Bednar threw enough pitches where you got to use him, but he only threw 12 pitches in the game, had a 1-2-3 inning where don't tell me he's down tomorrow. Enough with talking about avoiding guys. Enough with talking about staying away from guys. Tonight, Aaron Boone managed the game to win the game. And you got the starting pitching performance into the seventh inning. You got Luke Weaver for more than an inning. And then you go to David Bednar, and it gives these guys a little bit of a reset, the rest of the pen. It gives these guys a minute to breathe a little bit where you feel good about taking the game tomorrow. I know Joe Ryan is on the mound in the third game, but whatever, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. A good win for the Yankees at home with the Minnesota Nice guys, our pals. They always cooperate. They don't want any smoke, any static. You guys need a win, just what the doctor ordered. Here come the Twins. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the fan. Let's take a break right here. When we come back, we'll do the big shot of the night, and then we'll get right to your calls. BRB.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.